Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you so much for listening today. For the grown-ups who are listening, if you enjoy our show, would you please give us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts? 5-star ratings make it easier for new listeners to find us so that we can continue to spread our messages of kindness, acceptance, and gratitude to kids and families all over the world. We appreciate your help so much. Thank you.
If you haven't already, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there and so much more. Your support will help us grow to bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Everyone, let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. As your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby Puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands apart as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of energy. Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart, then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Can you feel the energy ball growing warm? We're going to help it get even warmer. Relax as you hold the ball, and let's take another 3 deep dragon breaths. Deep breath filling up your chest and belly. In and out. As you breathe, more love fills the ball. Again, Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Your body is still relaxed. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Even more love fills the ball. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the love to melt gently into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out as you enjoy the feeling of love warm your body. Now that you are feeling love, let's share some with the world. Again, hold your hands as if you had a ball and feel the energy between your hands. Relax as you hold the ball. Think about the ones you love. Your parents, brothers and sisters, friends, aunts, uncles, cousins, pets, teachers, coaches, whoever, whatever brings you love. Feel that love filling the ball in your hands. The ball gets warmer and brighter as love pours into it. Imagine the ones you love, your school, your town, your country, or the earth, and hold the ball of energy out. Imagine your ball of energy surrounding the ones you love and let it go. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. Keep your hands on your heart, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a Papa Puffin hugging his baby in their cozy burrow. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby puffin. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Dad's Job. Sunlight slipped through the shades in Owen's room. As the light sparkled on his pillow, Owen blinked. Then he sat up excitedly. Today was the day. Owen hopped out of bed, practically running to his closet. He grabbed his favorite purple-collared shirt and his nicest pair of pants. Owen wanted to look his best for his day with Dad. Now that he was dressed, Owen zipped downstairs to have breakfast. Dad grinned, glad to see Owen felt so enthusiastic for their day together. After all, he was just as excited as Owen. As Owen finished eating his breakfast, Dad asked, "Are you ready to go to work with me?" Owen beamed at his dad. "I've been waiting for this forever. Let's go." With breakfast finished and the dirty dishes washed, it was time to leave for work. Owen and his dad walked out the door and headed to the wellness center. Birds sang, breaking the quiet with a cheerful melody. Owen took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Enjoying the fresh air. Then his dad took a deep dragon breath, in and out. And said, "This is such a peaceful morning. I'm so glad we can share this time together, Owen." Owen replied, "And I'm glad to be with you, too." As they walked towards the wellness center, the sky grew brighter and brighter. Sunlight made the path ahead shine brightly. More and more people joined them on the sidewalk. Owen noticed that the people walked together for a little while, and then each person waved goodbye to their friends when they reached their own destination. Owen's dad pointed to the large brick building up ahead and said, "There it is. That's the wellness center I work at." "Wow, it's even bigger than I thought," Owen said and began to skip as they got closer. Owen's dad smiled and added, "We can help a lot of people with a big building. That's what I like about it." Owen stopped to admire the wellness center for a moment. Then he hurried to the front door and opened the door for his dad. He smiled again as they stepped inside and said, "Before we do anything else, we need to wash our hands. Then we'll check my schedule to see what we will be doing today." "Okay," Owen said. He hurried over to the sink and pressed down once on the soap dispenser. Then he put his hands under the faucet. Magically, the water flowed onto his hands. Owen smiled. He loved how the faucet turned on by itself. Owen rubbed his hands together as he hummed the happy birthday song to himself. Owen wanted to be sure he spent enough time washing his hands. Owen's dad finished washing as well. Owen followed his dad to another room, wondering what they would be doing today. Owen bounced up and down with excitement as his dad looked at the schedule. His dad gently placed a hand on Owen's shoulder. "Let's get started," he said. Owen knew he needed to calm down a little, so he took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Feeling a bit more settled, Owen said, "Okay, I'm ready." Owen's dad led him to the first room, knocked on the door, and then entered. Inside was a man waiting patiently in a chair. Owen watched and listened as his dad greeted his patient, listened to his concerns and helped him feel better. After a pleasant goodbye, they were off to the next room. Owen's dad knocked on that door and then entered. This time, there was a woman waiting patiently in the chair. Owen watched and listened as once again, his dad greeted his patient, listened to her concerns, and helped her feel better. After another pleasant goodbye, they were off to another room. And so it went, room after room. Owen's dad greeted each patient, listened to their concerns, and helped them feel better. After several rooms, Owen realized that smiles greeted them everywhere his dad went. "Dad, why is everyone smiling at us?" Owen's dad explained, "A little smile goes a long way. I try to share a smile with everyone, and they smile back at us." Owen nodded with understanding and said, "I didn't realize how important a smile could be." His dad continued, "That's just the beginning of creating a good experience. A smile shows that I care, and that helps people feel more comfortable. I also listen very carefully to what they say with their words, expressions, and movements." "What do you mean?" Owen asked. "Sometimes people say one thing with words, but their body says something else. Have you ever asked Allie or Andy how they felt?" Owen nodded. "And they said they were fine when you could see they were sad or angry?" Owen's dad asked. "Oh, that's what you mean." Owen understood now. "That's frustrating." "It can be. Usually their body is telling the truth. After I listen, I do what I can and then give them the tools they need to feel better." All day, Owen watched his dad with admiration. So many people left the wellness center feeling better, and Owen knew it was because of his dad. Owen felt proud. Then Owen's dad said, "Okay, Owen, it's time to go home. I just have to put my things away." Owen felt a little disappointed their day was over so soon, but he was also eager to tell his mom and friends all about it. Owen and his dad enjoyed another peaceful walk as they shared their favorite parts of the day, and Owen practiced smiling at everyone he saw. He wanted to light up everyone's day just like his dad. Later, as Owen got ready for bed, he thought about his day. Feeling tired, Owen yawned and fell back into his pillow. Owen's dad tucked him in gently and turned off the lights. Owen thought of all he had to be grateful for. He felt happy to be back in his cozy bed. Owen felt thankful for his day at work with Dad. Most of all, Owen felt grateful to have such a wonderful dad. He hugged himself tight and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out. Owen snuggled into his soft blankets. Owen took another deep dragon breath in and out.
smiled. He took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Owen's mind quieted, and he drifted off into a deep sleep, feeling loved. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.